The ongoing water crisis in the Tampa Bay area continues to grow more serious. With the Bill Young Reservoir dried up and the desalination plant not at full capacity, the area is now relying heavily on groundwater. This morning, during the public hearing portion of the Hillsborough County Commission's meeting, citizens demanded that the board go further than what has been called for in terms of conservation by the Southwest Water Florida Management District, also known as SWIFT MUD. Activist Vivian Baca.
Maybe it's time to consider developing a one-time property tax rebate for those who xeriscape their homes and businesses. Right now, it's time to stand behind Tampa Bay Water's request and for this Phase 4 Critical Water Shortage Declaration. Please authorize Commissioner Ferlita to advocate the county's position on this vital issue. I hope we don't have to implement a total ban on all landscape watering, but that's the price we all are going to have to pay if SWIFT MUD doesn't act soon to give Tampa Bay Water Phase 4 critical water shortage authorization powers.
Tampa citizen Chip Thomas said he was boggled by the lack of punitive action by SWIFT MUD regarding water restrictions and said simply, grass is not sustainable in Florida. He also exhorted the board to go beyond SWIFT MUD in setting restrictions.
You know, if SWIFT MUD doesn't have the foresight or the courage to forget Phase 4, to just eliminate all watering, then I think you have the ability to do that. And here's a chance to show some real leadership to the rest of the area, the rest of the state. Take a stance and let's say no more watering, no more second chances. If you're caught, doesn't matter what time, what day, here's your fine.
Commissioner Mark Sharp expressed frustration with the continuing problems of what was supposed to be a reliable supplier of drinking water, the desalination plant at Big Bend.
The fact that, you know, it was promised, and I've got the paperwork, this will be the cheapest, least expensive desal water anywhere in the world, and we're going to make this a really inexpensive facility, and we went to a point of making it such an inexpensive facility that it didn't work.
The CW Bill Young Reservoir has also been a disappointment by having ran dry. Bart Weiss is with the county's Water Resource Service Department. He said the current drought, as well as cracks in the structure discovered last fall, have contributed to its problems, and he criticized Tampa Bay water officials to a certain extent.
The question is, and we can go back and analyze exactly how many rainfall days or how much water they did not take out of the rivers in that period of time that they could have stored for this time. The thought, just in hearing your discussion, was they probably missed a couple billion gallons or drained it a couple billion gallons, which would then mean that we would still have water right now, but they would probably still, because of lack of rainfall, run out of water in this dry season.
Commissioner Jim Norman said it was imperative for the county to work with Pasco County and the city of Tampa soon to do an analysis of the current conditions of wetlands, lakes, and other areas impacted by the drought right now.
Nobody ever anticipated, and she mentioned this morning, but I'll take my hat off to Marilyn, the fact that, you know, all these things were going to fail, and they all fail at once. You know, you've got your desal failing, you got your reservoir failing, we're in the middle of a drought. I mean, compound. I mean, you know, it's like the perfect perfect storm. It's a perfect screw-up. And along that, we better do everything we can, and that's why y'all are on a water team to develop some strategy.
Tampa Bay water officials have blamed the architect and developers who built the reservoir for its construction having cracked. But Commissioner Norman said the blame should also go to others.
But when I turn on the TV and I see them showing the empty reservoir, and they're not saying, oh, by the way, it was screwed up, that's why it's not half full today. It's like there's decisions made by governments that have caused that to happen. And I'd like, you know, I like to compound this going after this construction people and recover Hillsborough County for the effects that where they screwed up. That's what we have a responsibility of doing.